in the first major showcase for 2021. And we are speaking to the director of the Australian events, Mr. Bob Carroll. Good morning, Bob.
Rosemary, good morning. Isn't this exciting? The first big event for, well, the East Coast, really. Victoria's been trashed. New South Wales is on the nose. Queensland is, it's all good to go here, according to Anna. And we've got a great event to get people in the mood.
There you go. So why wouldn't we get pack up our little dilly bags and make sure we get to Redcliffe? Yeah.
On Redcliffe Showgrounds, and it's on next Friday, the 12th, 13th and 14th, Saturday and Sunday, and predicting fine weather too, Rosemary, beautiful weather on the bay.
Good.
And I know a lot of people listen to you further out away from Redcliffe, so I'm saying to those people, why not get on the blower and book yourself a night's accommodation in Redcliffe or Caboolture, some great shopping and some other things, eateries to enjoy. And spend a day or so at the event because there's plenty to see and do and some great prizes.
You've got about 150 exhibitors, I believe.
Yeah, and that's growing. We've had more book in this week. It's very exciting indeed. And in fact, Rosemary, I was reading an article on some research that they've been doing, and there's this flood of nostalgic nomads, they're calling them, who are wanting to grab their children and let them experience the camping and caravanning and four-wheel driving just like they used to in their youth, the simple way of holidaying.
Yeah, and the fabulous way of holidaying, Bob. It's for kids.
Yeah.
Caravanning is and camping is just the best, absolutely the best.
Yeah, and look, you know, even in our own backyard around Redcliffe in the Moreton Bay Shire, it's one of the biggest regional or one of the biggest council footprints in Australia, would you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look around, the things you can do, you've got the you've got some great caravan parks, camping sites. You can go out around the lakes, the dams. You've got estuary fishing and boating. You know, you've got some wonderful places to explore, and you don't have to go far.
No.
If your caravan or your camper trailer is looking a bit clunky, then my advice, Rosemary, offload it this weekend on Gumtree and get out to the Redcliffe Showgrounds next weekend because you're going to get some great deals and see the very latest that's on offer.
Oh, it'll be fabulous. I know a lot of the camper trailers and vans and even the motorhomes, they're going gangbusters right now, Bob, so why wouldn't you want to get in on it and just enjoy the absolute thrill of it all, but also to get out there and see what's new if you're not in the market for
new.
Something.
There's lots of new accessories. There's been lots of innovation in batteries, so you can go off the grid don't need to plug into a 240. You've got a lot of low-light options if you're just camping or in your four-wheel drive, so you can light up your campsite. We've got King Brown doing camp oven cooking. Mm. So sit around a campfire at night, maybe cook something in the camp oven. All those things are really possible, and people are really getting excited about it.
Yep.
As I say, parents and families are keen to disengage from technology, and I think we as business people too, hardworking people like yourself, Rosemary, that you'd like to occasionally just switch off.
Just switch off and just enjoy. Bob, we will talk to you again before this wonderful 12th of February date, but just before we came online, I said, as part of a joke, thinking to myself, wouldn't it be beautiful to give the love of your life a new whatever at the caravan and camping show? But, hey, not so silly, is it?
No, that's a very great
you'll
idea,
Rosemary.
You're an ideas person, I know you are. And, look, the other thing is you might be able to, when you bring your bow out to the show, because it's a COVID-safe event, all tickets must be pre-purchased. You can't just roll up with cash in the hand and get a ticket at the gate.
No,
go online to bayexpo.com.au, bayexpo.com.au. Get all the information, get your tickets online. Kids are free, but kids have to register as well. They get their own ticket. Kids are excited about this, and I'll tell you why, Rosemary. When you get to the gate, there's no standing around filling out forms or any of that sort of stuff.
No.
You just get the express entry, and that little barcode on your ticket, you go around to the Habitat Noosa site, and you go on the draw, just scan in, and you're in the draw for a five-night stay at Habitat Noosa Everglades Eco Camp. Yeah. Or, best of all, you could go in the draw on the Southern Fish Marine site, local company here, and you could win a 10 grand boating package. Isn't that exciting?
That is huge. Wonderful, wonderful. And with fabulous weather and fabulous waterways here, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, Bob, and the parking next door at the school, weather permitting, but as I say, it looks like it's going to be fine.
Yep.
$5 to park all day on the school grounds, and the and with the knowledge that that money is going straight into local kids' sporting and other opportunities for our kids to get better education. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. Keep up the good work. We love it.
Thank you, Rosemary.
I'm going to talk to you again next week, and we'll just hopefully whet the appetite today and then just lock them all in before the 12th, Bob.
Yeah, okay? Looking forward to it. Forget the roses, boys. Mm. Get a couple of tickets to the show.
It's a bit cheaper as well.
Yeah,
thanks very much, Bob.
Okay.
Good on you.
Hooray.
Bye.